Hey, welcome to Prima Fede City Hunters podcast. It's been a while, but yeah, I'm here. And today we want to talk about being who you are, being yourself, having self-esteem. I'll start with myself. I quite remember I was kind of troublesome as a child and growing up. I was pretty energetic and I did everything that I want, the way I want it, and the time I want it. So life was, easy and entertainment, and it all changed when I moved to my dad. Everything changed. I had to learn how to live with people all over again because I changed environment and I lost myself. I don't know how to be myself anymore. It's been a while, like 8 years now, and I still can't figure myself out. It changed me psychologically and emotionally to the point that I don't even know if what I'm doing is me or it's not. So at times I sit down and then I start to talk to myself and try to reminisce, like, what am I doing? Who am I? What do I used to do? Even though it was bad since I know what's good now, but I still feel like some part of me is missing. From that day, I believe my mind is changed to adapt to anything without putting itself first, and it's something that is good, but not all that are good, because now everything I do, I put something else first. I put something else first before me. And I want to change that, but I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. So somebody out there might be feeling the same. You're trying to change and you can't. It's okay. Who knows? It is better. I know it is better than I used to be. But I still want that part of me back. You know, I actually have fun. Being carefree, do whatever I want, and now I see my peers been doing that, but I can't do it. I see it, I start thinking, wouldn't my time serve for another purpose? Wouldn't I benefit from doing something else? And even if I'm not doing anything, I have nothing to do, I feel this pressure on me, like, you gotta do something, there's something you're not doing, and I'll start thinking, I keep thinking hard, like, what am I missing? What am I not doing? What am I not doing right? And it stresses me out. I don't want that. I want to be carefree. Do it when it comes and leave it when it's gone. Like, be free, be able to enjoy, to relax without thinking about anything. I mean, I'm not a father. I don't pay no bills. I just go to school. But I still feel this. And I know somebody out there be doing the same thing. You might actually be a father, a student who's paying his own bills, living by your own, and you got this pressure. And I want to tell you that it's going to be okay. Just do what you can at that time, because that's what I'm doing now. I've taken this time to share this part of me so that somebody out there might benefit from it. I'm not doing anything. I'm free. I've done everything I possibly can think of. That will feel the pressure. So instead of just sitting down idle, I wanted to help. I wanted to talk to people. See if I can touch your heart. It seems like I can talk to somebody who might know what somebody might be doing or somebody might be going through right now. And if you listen to this, it's okay. You're going to go through it. It's part of life. Life is something that we cannot comprehend because it's too complicated. And it's so unfair that when it's not in our favor, we think it's bad, but that's what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. So make the best out of everything. You just say make hay when the sun shines. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, who knows what might happen if I do something else. Maybe it might lead me to danger. Nobody knows. But the funny thing is, if you feel like doing it, if your gut tells you to do it, just follow it. And being yourself doesn't necessarily mean be something that is accepted. Now, if everything that you do have to be accepted, then why was somebody able to create something new? You have to think differently. You have to think differently. It's something that is not normal. That's why people say something that's not normal, so that you can make it your own. You can make it your own, make it personalize it, and then it will help you find yourself. Sometimes it's pretty hard, like, to think, what do I want to do? How do I do it? But I know you know what you want to do. Deep in your heart, deep in your mind, there's something you cannot take your mind off. There's something you want to do. And at times, you have no idea how to do it. But it always starts with one step. Get up and try to find it. Try to start it. Research about it. Talk to people about it. Watch videos about it. Write about it. Make a first step. And before you know it, you'll be so into it that you won't even think of how you started it. All you will be thinking is, oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing what I like. I'm happy now. And this stuff can be affected by friends. If you surround yourself with people who are not interested in what you like, what actually represents you, it pushes you away from you yourself. It turns you, changes something different. I'm not saying cut your friends. You don't have to cut them off. All you gotta do is get those who gonna help you be yourself. That's how life is. I personally don't have enough friends. I have like 5 close friends who are actually not close to me right now. But that's people who I see as friends, and they be helping me a lot. We gotta talk and then, you know, share ideas, how life goes. And if I understand one thing about life, it's no matter how happy one person looks, no matter how elegant the person come out, no matter how rich person dress and comes out flex, he or she has a problem that he's facing. And I want you to know that it's okay to have fears, you have a problem. It's okay to have stuff to deal with. If you want to make it public, it's fine. You might get help. If you want to make private too, it's fine. You can actually try to help yourself or ask people. I'd be like, oh, this is what is going on. I know somebody who is in this type of situation, and if you were a friend, how would you help him out? You take that, you help yourself, because they won't have to know it is who you're talking about. If you want something, you have to get it. You have to make the right move. You have to make a move. So life is hard, but you can manipulate it to play on your side. And the moment you achieve that goal, it will be the easiest thing ever. Because if you understand that people are not going to like you, no matter how hard you try, some will not like you. If you understand that you're not perfect, even though you judge people, you're not perfect. If you understand that life is not fair, if you understand that if you work hard and smart, you can achieve. If you understand that by being yourself, nobody can lie to you. You are set for life. If you understand this principle, everything in life is going to be so easy that you wouldn't even think about it. It will be part of you. It is part of you. All you have to do is find it. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I know everything. I'm still learning. And somebody might actually hear this and try to tell me if I'm wrong. And I'm all ears and listening to new advices and all that. Because I'm not perfect. I know I'm trying. I know I want to be. And I know I can't be perfect, but I can be closer to that. So if you're listening to this, this is Muhammad Osman. Or you can call me P Mafia, the City Hunter. You can find me on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. It was nice talking to you. And if you have any comments, any ideas, if you want to ask my opinion on everything, you can text me on my social media. And again, it's P Mafia, the City Hunter, on all social media, including Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for listening tonight. Bye.